Well, she's a very unique individual in what she does. I think I certainly have never met before someone whose whole life is focused on alleviating human suffering. And the way she does is very simple. One person at a time, embrace that people say imparts a tangible feeling of unconditional love. And she has inspired people through that experience they have to do good things in their own community. And over the last 35 years, her nonprofit organization has grown to be one of the most effective, for example, disaster relief organization in Asia. And she also has great educational universities that have a very high, excuse me, accreditation. Anyway, so this is, has whole, you know, it happened over the years just by her inspiration. But what she does day to day is travels the world, sits in a, you know, hotel. By now the crowds are quite large, so she sits in a ballroom or a stadium or whatnot, and just receives anybody who'd like to see her, regardless of their background. Obviously, it's not a religious event. It's more of an elevating spiritual one, in the sense that people from all different religious backgrounds come, and there's no, you know, no focus on one thing or the other. But
well, then, if I may, then, on Wednesday and Thursday, you're going to be at the Coralville Marriott and Convention Center from 10 to 7, 8 hours each day, and you're just expecting the crowds to come to her.
Yeah, and they usually do. It starts at 10 in the morning. It'll go until all the morning people have been received, and then it starts again at 7 and will go until all the evening people have been received. So depending on the crowds, I mean, in Iowa, we are fortunate that our crowds are much smaller than in some of the major metropolitan cities, where she attracts, you know, a very high number of people. And but here, it's nice and smooth and very quiet.
Any idea how many people that she will see over those 2 days? I guess in four different sessions, then.
Right, she will probably see a few thousand people. We booked, the Marriott is all booked, and we have a couple of overflow hotels that are all booked. Those are just from out-of-town people who have chosen to see her here. And then we have our local community, who usually, last year was quite excited to meet her for the first time. This time, Mayor Jim Fawcett is giving the introductory welcome speech the morning of the 2nd. He was very taken by her last year. It's, you know, it's hard to describe because it's so simple, but you know, people can really appreciate that, just what she does, I guess.
It does seem kind of unusual. What is it about her that makes her hug so special?
Well, it's difficult to describe because it's so simple. But basically, she, in her desire to alleviate human suffering, which she started to feel at a very, very young age. I mean, she started to spontaneously hug the poor people in her village. She comes from a very small, very poor fishing village in the southern tip of India, in Kerala. And she has continued to do that, and people have come to her because they literally feel this experience of unconditional love. And I think she has a very... a unique opportunity to help everywhere, just by imparting that feeling of just like a mother, you know. And actually in India they call her the mother, because it's that kind of feeling you have of, you know, she receives you, she's completely present with you and completely attuned to the state of your heart and your troubles. And somehow, like a mother would her own child, she'll take you in this embrace, and people spontaneously feel relieved and moved by this, you know, this very simple touching gesture.
And as you say, I recall her being here before. Was it Iowa City that she visited a year ago, or when was it?
Yes, it was a year ago. It was her first visit to Coralville, same, you know, our city, Coralville area. And last year, the lieutenant governor came, and quite a few other prominent leaders in our community. And it was actually quite a, you know, it was wonderful to see in the room such a different assortment of people. You know, you had obviously the local prominent people. She's received as a high dignitary throughout the world. She has given the keynote address at the United Nations 50th anniversary. She has received the Martin Luther King Gandhi Peace Award. So, you know, in many countries, she is received by the head of state as a high spiritual being who's just, you know, traveling the world and doing what she does. And it was also nice to see our local farmers come. We had some of our American Native Americans come. It was great. You know, we could see people from all kinds of backgrounds. I think there were some Buddhist monks. There was a whole contingent from a monastery in St. Louis who came up. And I remember asking one of the nuns, well, how does it feel? Because she came with her rosary. And she felt that she had seen Amma a couple of times before in other cities. And she felt that regardless of the religious background, by coming, getting the hug, and maybe being able to sit there and feel the peace that emanates from Amma, she was renewed in her own spiritual quest, you know, in her own spiritual faith. So it doesn't matter what your background is. It's just kind of, you know, she's a great tuning fork for a renewed energy and just inspiration.